the light of eternal life. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 8:12. A lighthouse is a common sight if you live beside the ocean. Typically situated beside the shoreline, its profile is clearly visible in the horizon when viewed miles away. While mostly ignored and unused during daylight hours, this edifice's value becomes apparent in times of darkness and storm. Light emanating from the high-powered lamp and focused into a powerful beam by a Fresnel lens pierces the darkness and serves as a beacon guiding ships away from hazards offshore to safety. This world that we live in is filled with a darkness that far exceeds any storm-filled evening, a darkness that knows no borders, culture, or customs. It permeates every place and is in every heart. Sin. Sin is why people are murdered, homes are burglarized, and children are abducted every day. It's why so many today are addicted to drugs, alcohol, gambling, smoking, and the various forms of immorality. The wicked thoughts that continually pervade our minds and our inability to shut them out is example enough of our depraved nature. Still others fill their time with glitz, glamour, entertainments and pleasures of this world, seemingly oblivious to the sin that enshrouds their darkened hearts and is keeping them from reaching heaven's shores. God's infallible word tells us that the result of sin is death in Romans 6:23, leading ultimately to an eternity of suffering in the blackness of the lake of fire for your never-dying soul, Revelation 21:8. Make no mistake, friend, you'll have to answer to God on account of your sin. Our lost and helpless condition is precisely the reason why the great God of love sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into this world of sin and misery. Our verse tells us that he is the only light of the world, because he is the only one who can dispel the darkness in our hearts due to sin, because he is the Son of God. During those three dark hours of when Christ hung upon the cross of Calvary, God the Father punished him with unimaginable, intense spiritual suffering for the sins of humanity, past, present, and future. He endured the wrath of God for our sins because he loved us and wanted you and I to have peace with God and a home in heaven, the light of life. In other words, he shed his precious blood and died upon the cross to cleanse you from all of your sins if you receive and trust him as your very own personal saviour. Many so-called religious teachers have come ever since, espousing doctrines of clean living, good works, and self-affliction in hopes of bringing some form of enlightenment. While some of these principles may have their virtues, they only help fit a person for citizenship in this life and not for heaven. Read Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Friend, why continue walking in the dark shadows cast by your sin when you can walk in the sunshine of God's love through faith in his Son? How sad it would be to live a life darkened by sin, then die and end up in hell and ultimately the lake of fire forever. Repent of your sins, personally trust Jesus Christ for salvation today, and you'll have the light of eternal life.